From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Ro in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ro is not an animal tween. Ro is not a faced figure. Ro is a deliberately abstract, concrete object figure, a long wooden rack of small labeled boxes in a single line, each box marked with a position number starting at 0. Inside each box sits one value. That is the whole figure. This is essential. Code Realm's cast is deliberately non-human and non-gendered, concrete objects, not animated people. The design refuses tech genius hagiography, the idea that coding is only for one smart kind of person. Programming primitives are operations, not personalities. Ro embodies the list or array primitive. Where stash is one labeled box, Ro is many boxes in a numbered order. You can reach into position 0 or 2 or 5 and grab exactly that value. You can add a new box to the end. You can walk down the whole row, box by box. Reflection. Have you ever felt the calm relief of having a messy pile finally sorted into a neat, findable order?
Ro has no village craft family origin. Concrete objects don't have biographies. Loop, the mentor, introduces Ro by demonstration, not story. Loop sets Ro on the workbench and fills it. Box 0 gets apple. Box 1 gets bread, each with a position number. Loop points to box 2. Position numbers start at 0, so this third box is number 2. Reach in by its number and you get exactly that value, milk. No searching the whole rack, just ask for the position. The kid watches Loop pull bread straight from box 1. No magic, just a numbered rack and a position.
Loop demonstrates Ro's moves with Bit, the little robot the learner programs. Loop says, "So we give Bit a row." Loop loads the list and shows the scaffolds, one at a time. Reach by position. List 0 gets the first value. Counting starts at 0. Add to the end. A new box appears at the next number. Change a box. Swap what's inside without moving the box. Length. Count the boxes to know how many there are. Walk the row. Hand the boxes to a loop, one by one, in order. A list doesn't decide anything, Loop says. It doesn't think. It just holds many values in order and lets you reach any of them by number. That's all a list is.
Loop hands Ro to Trek, the loop, so the kid can watch a list and a loop work together, the heart of most real programs. Bit, walk the list, Loop says. Trek takes box 0, then 1, then 2, handing each value to Bit. Bit reads apple, then bread, then milk, checking each off. When the boxes run out, the walk ends on its own. The kid programs Bit to add eggs to the end, then walk the whole list again. Bit reads all 4, finishes the last one, and stops. Every item handled. In order, none missed. Reflection. Have you ever felt that satisfying feeling of working through a list until everything was done?
Loop sets Ro back on the workbench, its numbered boxes neat in a line. Here's the honest framing, Loop says. Ro is not a mind. It does not think or decide. It is a numbered rack of boxes, values lined up in order, each reachable by its position. Reach in by number, add to the end, or walk the whole row. That is all a list is. But the kid, watching Bit finish its tidy list, feels something real. The quiet, ordered satisfaction of many things kept findable and complete. Nothing lost, nothing out of place. There's a calm in good order, and the kid feels it. This is Ro, Loop says on the object's behalf. The list. Many values in order, each reachable by its number. Reach in, add on, or walk it through. Honest framing.
The rack rests, ready for the next program, and the kid heads off glad, carrying that quiet, satisfied calm of things kept in good order.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Roe. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.